And joining us to talk about his city's new employee vaccine mandate, something we've been hearing all morning he is against, is Sal DeCiccio, Phoenix City Council member. Sal, thanks for getting up with us this morning. How did this mandate come about? The city's communications director sent us an email last night saying, and I quote, "This is not a city decided upon vaccine mandate. Instead, the city is complying with the executive order from the president regarding federal workers," end quote, with the reasoning being that the city is a federal contractor. But the letter to employees doesn't come from the White House. It comes from City Hall. So who made the call? And were you or other members of this council consulted?
Absolutely, we were. This was all done behind closed doors by the politicians at Phoenix City Hall. I was there. I saw it all. I know what exactly happened. It makes it look like somebody else is to blame for this, when in fact that's just a bunch of BS. It was done by the politicians. The city of Phoenix did not have to do this. This was a direct shot at the police department primarily and fire. Those are the individuals that when everybody else was locked down, they were out on the street protecting us. That's what this is all about. It's meant to drive more police officers out. We're losing 25 police officers a month, 100 every 4 months. We are already down over 1,000 officers than where we need to be. This is nothing more that whole defund police, but it's meant to attack them at various levels, attack them personally, attack their families, and now go after them this way.
And
most of them. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Jean.
Well, and as employees ask for exemptions, who's going to be deciding whether they're granted or not? Will you get a say in that?
It'll probably be down to what the city council tells them what they expect to have done. But in turn, it'll be done so-called administratively. No, this didn't have to go this direction at all. The city of Phoenix, we are not federal contractors. We are not federal contractors. Just because we get some federal dollars does not mean we are contractors of the federal government. I've already sent a letter to the city manager asking him to identify exactly which contracts the city of Phoenix has. Maybe some are at the airport that are federal contractors, but I can tell you police, fire, and some other personnel at the city of Phoenix are not contractors. This is a bunch of BS.
So you said you were there when this decision
was
made. So what was said behind closed doors, apparently, that makes you think that they are targeting police and fire? What was said?
Well, I can't. It was done in an executive session.
Gotcha.
I'm telling you right now, this was done this way. We could have easily picked other methods, other ways to handle this, but instead it was done the most harshest possible way possible, knowing full well that these individuals, police and fire primarily, got COVID because they were out on the streets. They were out there.
Mm-hmm.
So they're fully immune at this point, as far as I'm concerned. And now this is just meant to be one more way of targeting them. Now the next step is going to be down to these so-called COVID bonuses. Watch who doesn't get that either. It's meant to get those individuals that have been vaccinated. They're going to be getting thousands of dollars. Others are going to get nothing. And that's going to leave out a lot of police officers and a lot of firefighters.
Do you expect lawsuits? The city to have to defend itself in lawsuits?
I really don't know. You know, I just think this is just morally corrupt. And it's just bad. This is just bad business. You don't do this when you're already short. We're already short on the streets. Some precincts only have one officer. Some only have one. Maybe some don't even have any. And we can't even respond to what we have right now.
Do you mean there's one officer per shift at certain precincts?
Some precincts, yeah, or some areas, yeah.
Wow.
They'll have one.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
It's horrible right now, what's going on. This is the biggest thing facing the city of Phoenix, and nobody's focused on that. Nobody is. We'll know more in January, February. Mark my words, this was all done by politicians. When you start seeing crime waves going up, you can't blame anyone else but us. Me, everybody else, you're going to have to blame, because we left our eye off the ball. We did not go after this and try to solve it right away. I'm concerned about it.
All right. Thanks so much for your time this morning. Sal DeCiccio, Phoenix City Councilman, joining us this morning to talk about his city's new employee vaccine mandate, something that, like I said earlier, we've been hearing all morning, he is absolutely against.